And as soon as I started to talk to him, I mean, he went through a whole bunch of different things, but by the time I left there, he told me that I was going to need about five one-hour sessions. And at the end of the first hour, I already knew it was going to work. Even though really nothing had changed yet, except here's what changed. Listening to somebody else talk about something that I had a very rigid thought process about. For example, listening to somebody talk about how they successfully quit drinking and are a happy, sober person while you have a very rigid idea that it doesn't work for them, it doesn't work for you, and it's going to be harder for you, and it's not the same, and my situation is different. As soon as you open yourself up to listening to, you don't even have to accept it yet, but just listening to somebody else who has a better, different experience than yours. If you're open, what happened to me was as I left that psychologist's office, I realized that all of my beliefs were like a jigsaw puzzle. And I believed that my fear of flying was a jigsaw puzzle made out of concrete. Because each of those blocks was so firmly in place, so much so that I hadn't been able to fly for 2 years and was driving cross-country 9 days at a time to avoid flying. Like, I could tell you for sure that I was not flying, and I could tell you why. And once I had the session with the psychologist, I realized that my thought process that I believed was set in stone was actually set in jello. And that all it took from him was a big index finger point at one of the four corners of my jigsaw puzzle. And it moved, it bent. And there was now a lot of little spaces between all of the puzzle pieces. And I thought it was made of cement, and it wasn't. It was made of jello. And this was my visual that I had going home. And I tried to explain to people, oh, I saw the psychologist, and now I realize that my head's made of jello and not of cement. And they're like, what the hell is she talking about? Except now I see it happen all the time with drinking issues. And it's not even just deciding to quit drinking, because that's obviously the first and